Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities by offering digital equity initiatives and providing financial donations to help families and seniors get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest. And I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.
From KQED.
I became aware of the personal and collective cost of disconnection when I walked into a detention center. Some call these places juvenile hall. In each unit, there were young men and women out of school. From what I saw, youth only had an hour to go outside and spent their days in a 6x8-foot box that did not have much inside. There was only a bunk, sink, and a metal door with no natural light. Food given through a small slot, roaches and ants would also make their way in. I wouldn't want to be in a place like that. While I'm not them, I'm an adult. These are kids who are out of school and out of work. It was also the first time I visited California County Juvenile Jails, but in a sense, I had been there before. As a teenager living in a low-income neighborhood, I remember thinking to myself, there has to be something more out there than this. I worked any job I could get to cover rent, put myself through school, working weekends, housekeeping, and delivering products. I did not see the services I wanted to see, so I took whatever was near distance and possible for me to manage to go to school and work. But I wish I had the healthy food choices that I tried to find, and the jobs and the services that could teach me how to create and run programs. These challenges and the process of transition to adulthood have an extra dimension for young people who are in juvenile halls and are managing the move from these places. The lessons we are all learning are not new and are important in overcoming these problems. It is the reality of young people who are disconnected and have very little happening for them, and now has gotten complicated with the interruption of schools and services. While the world is going through a difficult time, youth deserve immediate and equal support. We fall behind when young people are not supported. Adopting strategies and building opportunities that reconnect young people with education and the community can bring many benefits and would help many young people in California's poor areas build a better life. With a perspective, I am Jaime Flores.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabracer, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over four decades, online at lchb.com.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities by offering digital equity initiatives and providing financial donations to help families and seniors get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.